Yeah, right. Let's get it. Let's get it. We are live. Let's go. And you already know what it is. It's the DC and Census podcast. And we have a favorite. You are the most favorite guest on this podcast, hands down. Everybody's like, yo, when is Shotty Burrell coming back? When is Shotty Burrell coming back? Nah. We gotta have her again. Like, yo, you are the most favorite, like the top number one on this podcast, hands down.
Hey, DC. Hey, I appreciate that. Very, very much. Thank you so much. And to everyone who watches and says that, thank you so much. I'm very humbled by your words. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, so we can jump right. Actually, you know what? Before I jump into it, right, I said this in the beginning of how I was, you know, a supporter, a fan of Shotty Burrell, but I'm gonna say this again. So back, this was before COVID. So there was a motivational video that Shotty Burrell did. That's how I was a fan of her, right? And she said, "Stand for yo, listen." And then she was talking about her GPA or her class and everything. I was like, all right, who this? Nah. I gotta see what this is, because she just, and this is the time when I was in college too. So I was like, all right, this is an inspiration for me.
Yeah.
So
those videos.
Yeah.
What's so interesting about that, you know, stand for something, that's actually from Brother Malcolm X. You know, you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And so I've always been a huge fan of Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, you know, Whitney Young Jr. And I know people are like, Shade, why are you naming men? You're a woman. Well, I got a lot of women around me who influence me in my day-to-day life. And so for me, like the heroes who are women, of course, like my auntie who took me in when nobody else would take me in. Of course, like my sisters, right, to see them persevere and things like that. My grandmother, you know, I have so many influences, but Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X, right, everyone has those big figures who we all know of. And so I always love the fact that he would say stand for something. And so I started digging even more heavy into Malcolm X back in about 2012, 2013, because I was going through a rough time. And so I used to love that he always said, stand for something. And so I realized that when you do believe in something, you stand for it, there's no wavering, right? So I have values, I have principles, I have things that I believe that I don't waver on those things. Maybe it worked. No, I don't do that. So that's where that came from. And in those motivational videos you see, a lot of that came from just pain. I'm a true believer that when you're going through something, you got to find a way to creatively share that, whether it don't have to be in a video, it could be writing, whatever, but other people are going through that. The beautiful thing is that you're not the only one going through it, and you're not the first one to go through it. Yeah.
Truly. Stanford and Black, yo, happy Black History Month, everyone.
Hey.
Definitely.
Hey. Can we talk Black History Month? First of all, you know, we get a lot of people that say we shouldn't have a black. I seen what's his name? Morgan. I forgot his name. Morgan Freeman said we shouldn't have a month. Because do the Jewish people have a month? Do the white people have a month? No, Black people have a month. I absolutely believe that we should really have a longer month. You know, I was thinking more like January, you know, because it got, you know, 31 days and stuff like that. But I believe that we should have a month because everybody needs to know. We need to take time for a whole month to celebrate individuals who built this country. Right? Dr. Claude Anderson has a book called Black Labor, White Wealth. I highly recommend that people read that book. Right, we built this country. He calls us native blacks. What is a native black? It because there are only two people who are not immigrants of this country: indigenous people and black people of the diaspora. Like an immigrant is someone who came to this country for whatever reason. We were forced into this country, right? And so it's important for us to learn about that history, to know your history. And to know exactly where you come from, your language and things like that. So the reason why I say that is because my kids, their dad's side of the family, they are Congolese. And so when we go around that side of the family, I'm like, hey, if I take them back to the Congo, how am I going to know what family they belong to? And they're like, they were so confused by the question. Because I'm Black, African-American. My people were enslaved in this country. And they said, they were just so confused. And finally, they figured out what I meant. And they said, oh, that's easy. You just tell them your last name. I'm like, wow. Like that's how it is, right? But us, because everything was stolen from us, our identity, our language, our names, our culture, all that stuff was taken from us. So absolutely, we need a month. We need even more time. However, I'm a huge believer that the teaching got to come from us, which is why I don't care. And I'm going to say something political. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I don't care when states like Florida don't want to teach Black history. I don't want nobody like that teaching Black history anyways. So again, you know, be a learner for yourself and teach your own family that thing. So yeah, we need this Black History Month. So shout out to Black History Month.
Absolutely. As we, like you said, we need a longer month. Yeah. And why is the podcast app not on the screen? Just like Nyron said, we're gonna drop the Cash App.
Drop the Cash App. And you know what? After so many people are asking, you gotta start at least putting it on there. Be like, hey, or put it in the show notes.
You're right.
Because that supports your podcast, you know. So
all right, I'll drop it in here. I'll drop it in there.
Hey DC, I hate to take over like this, but can I talk about something that happened yesterday?
This is your show. What you mean taking? You hate taking
I'm,
over. This
I'm
is
a,
your
yes,
show.
Yo,
this is your show. Take over. This is yours.
Yo, DC, I want to talk about something. And it actually goes back to what we talked about before. We were talking about before the 4 a.m., right? How people, I tell people I wake up at 4 a.m. And I was talking to your team about, like, they were like, hey, what if you work to like 6 a.m.? And I was explaining how everyone's 4 a.m. is different, right? My 4 a.m. is 4 a.m. Your 4 a.m. might be 12 p.m. because you work until like 6, right? So yesterday, I'm in a doctoral program. I'm a year away from graduating with my doctorate. I'm writing my dissertation right now, just conducting my research, all this stuff. And so we went to go talk to first-year doctoral students yesterday. And I was telling them, right, it's important to have discipline. I told them about the book, Discipline Equals Freedom by Jocko Willink. Told them how I changed my life and how he wakes up at 4:30, and I realized 4:30 was too late for me, so I started waking up at 4 a.m. And you know, the question I always get asked, and I think I was asked this last time on a podcast by one of the co-hosts, they said, well, what time do you go to bed? That's the number one question I always get asked when I say I wake up at 4 a.m. And that's why it's so important for us to know the proper questions to ask. And I'm gonna come back to this story. I had an opportunity to meet with amazing Black person who is huge with networking. And he gives his number out on every podcast. I'm like, yo, this man just giving out his, like, this is crazy. So I called the number. He picks up. I'm scared. This is back in 2013. I'm like, my name is Sade Burrell. I had the most basic questions because, one, I wasn't mature. Two, I didn't know the questions to ask. And three, I didn't prepare for that, for that opportunity. And so fast forward a few years later, I get on the phone with him sometime last year, and I knew exactly the questions to ask. I knew why I was asking them, and I was prepared. What changed between that time and this time? Well, this is a problem with people asking, what time do you go to bed? It's important for us to understand and know and prepare for the right questions to ask so that you don't waste people's time. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ask the same question that everybody else answered, people will get tired of it. But when you ask a question outside of the box, it helps. So instead of asking what time do you go to bed, the proper question should be, what are some activities you engage in when you wake up? What benefits are you trying to achieve when you wake up at 4 a.m.? Right. Mm. Like, these are the questions you should be asking. But because we aren't prepared, we're immature, and we haven't fully thought, we don't ask these questions. So it's key to ask proper questions. So when I was asked this question by three different people yesterday, then one person walked up to me and was like, you know, because I'm a big advocate for sleep. And you know what I said in this program? And I'm not telling nobody they shouldn't sleep. I'm not saying that message. I'm just saying I never in my life met successful people who were like, yeah, I slept all day or most of the time. I slept more than 8 hours. And I think that we got to be careful with these people who are pushing these messages. Like, it's this one, I ain't gonna say the name because I want people to go and check. It's this one page on Instagram, and I believe in the philosophy of resting. However, these are people who have made it pushing this message after they've already made it. Like, how many times did you sleep when before you became, like, and I'm not saying you shouldn't sleep. You absolutely need to sleep. You absolutely need to self-care. However, stop using self-care as an excuse. Can we say that? Stop using self-care as an excuse to not do the work. Oh, I'm not going to work today. I need to take care of myself. Absolutely, but you should have been doing that along the journey. And in order to maintain healthy self-care, you absolutely need to make sure that you have a lifestyle that is set up for that. But you, if you constantly have no work, so let me get back on track with that question. So when they ask that question, he's like, I'm concerned about your sleep. I said, I sleep just as much as you do. I said, what time you go to bed? He said, 10, 11, sometimes 12. I said, what time you wake up? He said, about 6. I said, we sleep around the same amount of time. I go to bed around 9, 9:30. I wake up at 4. It's just that I've accomplished more than you did. And so I want people to stop developing that mindset of just be careful. Just be careful. And so when this individual said this, I was concerned. I was very concerned for their doctoral journey. I was like, oh, I don't know if you're going to make it through the program. I don't know, because it's a reason why, like, a small percentage of people in America have a doctorate. It's a reason. And I don't, right? It's a small percentage of people who are millionaires. And so I want us to begin to develop a mindset of what do I need to do to live the life that I want to live? Ask yourself that question. And then from there, you do reverse engineering. What steps do I need to take? How are those steps supposed to be taken? Who's going to help me take those steps? How can I help myself first before I take those steps? How do you do that? The first thing you got to do is you got to immerse yourself into professional and personal development. So, for example, I love Eric Thomas. And so I'm going to his conference next week. It's all next week. And I bought the VIP. Once it's online, I'm like, yo, it's online. Like, there's no excuse. Like, it starts at a certain time. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be at work at that time. Look, I'm going to that conference. It's online. I got VIP. I get to talk to them. And for me, the reason I'm going is because those questions I talk, like, you got to constantly develop yourself. I tell you off, just got my highest offer for speaking. I just got it. And you know what they did? They didn't negotiate with me or nothing. I thought they were trying to get on the phone with me, trying to negotiate with, can we? You writing our price range. When they said that, I said, dang, I should charge more. But again, that comes from that preparation. Stop asking questions. What time do you go to bed? Why does that matter? That don't matter. You should be asking, what activities am I engaging in when I'm waking up at 4 a.m.? What's the goal of me waking up at 4 a.m.? And what have been the results? Because I've been doing this for almost a year. What has been the outcomes of me waking up at 4 a.m.? Those are questions we got to ask. So I encourage people to think before you begin asking these questions.
But Sade, hold on. We got to play God's advocate. But Sade,
yep.
Waking up at 4 a.m., I'm tired. I go to sleep at like 12, 1 o'clock because I can't go to sleep. So I wake up like probably 8, 9 because I'm tired. I don't think I could wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. I don't 100%. Think I could do that, Sade.
Yeah, so if you say that, then you're right. I'm not even going to argue with you. You're right. You absolutely can't. You can't. Whatever you say, you're right. I tell my kids this all the time. I say, if you smart, if you say I'm smart, I'm beautiful, I'm the best thing walking this earth, you're right. If you say I'm dumb, I'm ugly, I don't even know why I'm here, you're right. And so what I've learned, it used to be a time where I would just go back and forth with people like that, but you're right, either way. And so that is a mindset development challenge that you have, is that you saying that you can't do it. You know, one of my favorite songs is by 50 Cent. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. I'ma let the champagne butter pop. I'ma take it to the top of the show. I'ma make it hot, baby. Like, that was my favorite song. Like, in that song, he said, if I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. So if you can't wake up, you got to begin to develop that mindset. What music are you listening to that makes you think you can't get up at 8 a.m.? What type of people are you around that's making you believe you can't wake up at 8 a.m.? What are you doing? And if you're going to bed at 12 a.m., why? Well, because I can't sleep. You know what that means? A lot of times when people can't sleep and they can't go to sleep, it means they didn't get enough done in a day. They didn't get enough done in a day. You got too much energy left. You
share this with three people, y'all. Share this with three or four people. It's not even 30 minutes yet, and already fire is coming out. Right, yo, share this with three or four people. Hit the like button. Let's go, Shotty, bro. Let's go. Like I said, this is your show.
Hey,
let's go.
Hey, I'm just saying, we always going, right? There's an excuse for everything. Everything. And you know what's crazy? And I've shared this before on the show, but like, I went through foster care. Like, when I look at my life, I don't remember the first like 9 years of my life, because that's how traumatic it was. And to this day, I purposely, when something bad happens, I force myself to forget it. Because that's right. That was my protection. That's how I protected myself as a kid, by forgetting what happened. And so I went through foster care. You talk about abuse. You talk about not knowing how to have healthy relationships. You talk about having a learning disability, right? Hey, shout out to your viewer who bought the book. I just want to say I appreciate you. After we got off the last live, she actually purchased the book. So shout out to you. In fact, I want you to DM me and let's figure out how we can have a conversation as well. I want to say appreciate you and thank you to this podcast, because I didn't make money off this podcast. So because I think that's important. In this podcast, you got a product, you got a service. Oh man, like, and I didn't even come on here for that. Like, I just want to say that. I just want to give credit to your podcast, DC, because this is a phenomenal podcast. But let me get back to it. So I have every justifiable excuse you can think of, right? Got two kids I'm raising. I can play it, right? They have these quotes about single parents and stuff like that. And I'd be like, oh, I can't relate to that. It was a time where I could, but by God's grace, I can't. Like, I'm not in poverty. My kids are not in poverty. They live a great life. They've been to more countries than most people. They've been to two different continents. Like, they've traveled on two different continents. Most people have only been to America. Like, that's it. So, like my kids are, like, they live a great life. And so that life did not come by me becoming accepting the excuses, because they are valid excuses. And I'm not taking away from what you did. But that's what we got therapists for. That's what we got personal development for. And you know what's so crazy with the internet? You don't even need no money to do it. It's a whole page, right? So I was talking about something earlier. If you like, yo, I really, 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 really need, like, if you're like me, my problem is that I don't, like, I need to calm down, because I'm telling you, I could take on 10 different things. My problem, I need to calm down. Most people's problem is they need that energy. They need to give up. So if your problem is, hey, you like me and you need to calm down, bunch of pages. I want you, Nat Ministry on IG. Literally type in Nat Ministry. She talks about napping. I have to force myself to read on her page, because I'll be on it. I'll be on to the next. Let's get it done. All my goals are being accomplished. I'm getting ready to graduate my doctoral program 8 months early. Why? Because of that mentality. Like, I just got I just PR'd in my speaking, like, crazy. Like, this whole week, crazy. I presented an opportunity to my doctoral program, like, hey, it's a mindset you need to come into this program with. They're on board with that. Like, I'm a leader in my cohort. Like, I'm a leader. Like, it's just crazy. So if you need to calm down, go to NAP Ministry, right? If you need motivation, you need inspiration, all that stuff, go to my page. IG, Sade Burrell, I'm always on that. People don't like that, right? But I'm saying that you got to figure out what works best for you. Like, if you're not where you want to be, what are you going to do? What do you, I meet too many people that literally would say, well, I don't want, I'm at a point now in my life when people say they can't, I just go, oh, okay, yeah, you really can't do it. I ain't gonna argue with you. Why would I argue with you? You said you can't do it 100%. But now it's different if you said, hey, I said that so I can get some attention from you so you can hype me up. But you gotta ask. So yeah, so all of that stuff happened yesterday, those questions. And I was so frustrated. I was like, yo, you gotta be kidding me. You legit gotta be kidding me. So people talk, oh, you know, I that self-care is very important. How you gonna self-care if you broke? Oh, you can do free stuff. Man, let me tell you this. Ain't nothing better than going to a nice restaurant, eating yourself a nice little steak, and ain't worrying about the bill because you stressed out. Like, that's self-care for me. I got this one place I go to in San Diego, and I go, and I, whenever I'm stressed out, I self-care, boom. I got a membership to get, a massage membership. That's how I self-care. But if I don't work the way I work, and I love working, like, when I say work, I'm not talking about, like, a 9-to-5. I do work. I'm an associate professor. I'll get into that a little later. I do work and stuff like that. However, my other business, my consultant business, that pays for my massage every month. Like, because that's part of my self-care. That's part of what? But I have to maintain a certain level and scale certain things. I'm not self-caring eating ramen noodles. Like, if I eat ramen noodles, it's because I want to eat ramen noodles, not because that's all I got. I love ramen noodles. In fact, my kids love them things. They ate at the number four restaurant in the world. Number four restaurant in the world when we're in Peru. And we come home and they want noodles. It's optional, though. That's what's so beautiful. They ate at the number four restaurant in the world. Their palates are different. Their palates are not the same as a regular 12-year-old or 11-year-old. Because, again, and this ain't even, again, I'm saying, experiences changes your exposure. Let's go. Experiences changes your exposure, and your exposure changes your experiences. So my kids have been exposed to a lot. Because why? Because I wake up at 4 a.m. and that's the only time during the day. You think I don't sleep like a baby? Because I work. I'm tired. Here's people who can't sleep. I want you to do this. I want you to, if you didn't work out and you start working out, that would help you. Start working out. Start taking walks. Start running. Start going to the gym. Start doing whatever you need to do if you cannot sleep. You're like, hey, I really can't sleep. I want you to sit down. Take a pen and paper and write, what areas can I go hard in? What areas can I go hard in? What areas, and then I want you to write down what areas are draining you. It's called trimming the fat. It's a method I use called trimming the fat. What areas are draining you? Because sometimes you can't sleep because you're being drained in a negative way. Yeah, I'm going to stop right there because I'm talking a lot now.
Keep going. Yeah. Keep going. All right, so let's help the audience out. What happened if I was broke, Sade? Well, actually, I'm broke. I'm on restart. What I have to do in order for me to? What I got to do? I'm broke.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I gotta make money. I gotta double my income. Anything, but I'm broke.
Yeah. So that's the beautiful thing about that is that your biggest asset is you as a person, right? People don't want to hear that. Oh man, I wish I had that's let me grab right here. Grab my pen.
About to do something. That's a bar.
Yeah, time.
Plus, I mean, you know, them Beyonce tickets.
Yeah.
You see how she's an asset. That's, come on now.
Watch this. I'm about to show you something. I'm writing this down. Time. Skills equals paycheck. So watch this. This is why I say you are your biggest asset. Y'all can't see this yet. You see a little bit. So you see, I want you to, it's time, T-I-M, time, your skill set. So I wish I had it. So it's time, T-I-M-E, your skill set equals your paycheck. So your time is, like, a lot of people work 8 hours a day, right? And then I'm going to need, get your calculator ready because I ain't the smartest person in the world, right? So most people work 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Minimum wage, your skill is a job that you work. So they paying you for your skills. Minimum wage in California is $15 an hour. I think they just raised it to $15.80. So 15 times 8, give me that.
120.
120. That's how much they're saying you're worth at your job a day. They're saying that you're working 8 hours. They're saying that your skills that you're providing to them is worth $15 an hour. And that's a total of $120 an hour. So you take that, you times that by four, that's your monthly paycheck. You know what the problem is? People are like, I'm broke. I need to work more. A lot of people will increase their time. They'll increase their time. They'll do what? Overload, get a second job, right? But instead, they should be increasing their skills. It's not your time that need to be increased. It's your skill because you are your biggest asset. So the thing is, the reason why we keep ended up with these low paying paychecks is because we're decreasing our skills and increasing our time. The longer that you're there doing the same job, you're decreasing your skills. You're not learning nothing new unless you move into another position. So you are your biggest asset. So when people come and be like, yo, Shadi, I'm broke. I don't have time. You think I always was in this position? No, I increased my skill. I'll use myself as an example, okay? I'm due time, T-I-M-E. I got the worst handwriting ever. Skill, it's okay, but we ain't gonna worry about it. That's why we got computers, paycheck.
We understand okay. That. We go.
Okay, so let's we got go. Time, T-I-M-E, right here. Time, skill, and that was my paycheck. So back in the day, I used to work 8 hours a day, right? And I used to get paid $10 an hour. So they used to tell me that I was worth $80 a day. I was like, yo, I can't live off of this. I can't live off of this. So instead of getting a second job, which is what most people did, you know what I did? I took my butt back to school. Earned a master's. So my skill went up immediately when I got my master's. And this is actually lowballing it. I started making $34.10. Immediately after, and this is just me being honest. $34.10. Now, mind you, going from $10 to $34, I was like 100%. I was like, yeah, I want that. I was super excited at that time. But I wonder why they were hesitant to pay. It's because I really should have been getting paid $52 an hour during that time. However, it was 30. But do you see, I did not increase because I did try to increase my time. They had me working. I was working extra hours. I was like, yo, that's not making a dent in the paycheck. Like, I'm still only making like a little bit of money. What the heck is going on? So I said, let me go back to school. My team of influence said, go back to school. So I went back to school and it increased immediately from $10 to $34. That's a $24 increase because my skill increased. However, I do not get paid no $34 an hour now at all. I wouldn't. I do not get that. So now I started working again. Again, time times skill equal paycheck. So I said, okay, I did 10 months there. I said, okay, cool. Let me increase my skill. I started marketing myself as an expert in working with foster youth in college. Increased my skill. Boom. Went up. I marketed myself instead of my time. What ended up happening? I went from $34 to $65 an hour. Almost double. Every time you increase your skill, your pay will always increase. But most people have it backwards. They keep increasing their time. So I'm in school again right now. every time I finish a quarter, my job, my 9-to-5 job, has to pay me an additional $500 to $600 every time I take a class, because I'm increasing my skill, not my time. That's why I say you are your biggest asset. But a lot of people are, I'm telling you, they have a lot of justifiable excuse. No, I have to work. You absolutely do need to work. However, we live in an instant gratification world. We go to Instagram, we see people. Watch when I post my graduation picture. People gonna be like, man, wow, that happened so fast. No, it seemed fast to you. But it took time. It wasn't automatic. It took almost 3 years for me to graduate. So what I'm saying is that you are your biggest asset. So for me, increasing my skills meant increasing my education. I'm a huge proponent of education. That was for me. Let's say you have your own business and you're like, hey, like, how do I increase my skills in my business? What professional development conferences are you attending? What's so crazy is, you know what people sleep on? The library. The library has so many professional development trainings, it's not even funny. You got to go down to your local librarian. They got all of the hookup, and go walk in there and say, hey, I'm trying. So how do you increase your skill? Go read some books that they got. They got a bunch of books for free. They got eBooks. You literally can learn a skill and write an eBook. Do you know, man, shout out to Exandria. Exandria took my whole entire life and turned that into an eBook for me. All she did was she took my itinerary from Peru, turned it into an eBook.
Let's go.
So that's what I'm saying, that we got to begin to come out of this mindset of, well, I got to work. Yeah, you absolutely do need to work, but you also need to increase your skills, because ain't nothing worse than being 65 talking about I can't retire. Because, I'm talking to the average day person. Now, if you want to retire earlier, great. But the average day person in America, they're trying to retire at 65. But you can't retire at 65 if one of my students came into my office and she said, hey, I want to change my major. I said, why? She said, because she was doing American Sign Language. She said, I got to change it because my hands don't work the same. I said, what happened to your hands? She said, I'm a server. And so balancing trades like this really messed up my hands. And then when I sign all day, it hurts me. Wow. I'm like, oh, man. Mind you, she's in my program. So, you know, I try to make sure my students are taken care of. I didn't know. She said, like, she don't have no feelings in her hand because you get burnt by stuff. She works at like a Thai restaurant. I'm like, unbelievable. Like that should not have happened. But again, like, increasing your skill, not your time. So don't get a second job. Don't work overtime. Don't do it. Like at my job, we have this thing called overload. I don't take no overload. I used to always take overload. Always take overload. Then I was like, no, that's, if I get off work at this time, it's more time for me to work on my business. That's how I PR'd with my speaking fee.
That's a drop some fire. We gotta drop some. That was fire. That was fire. And when you say increase your skills, now, how can I find my skills, and how can I increase that? As like, how can I find my niche?
So again, that's the personal journey. That's you getting to know you, right? That's why I'm a huge proponent of you shouldn't be dating when you broke, and you shouldn't be dating when you don't know who you are. Because like shout out to CEO Matty J. He has this thing called the Splash. And it literally, like, you list everything about yourself. You talk about, like, your life story. Then what you do is you write in there, like, what are your likes? What are your dislikes? What type of conversations do you like to have? What conversations do you not like to have? How do you like to relax? What activities do you engage in that relax? What's something that's unique about? It's literally a questionnaire about you getting to know yourself. So that's a lot of personal development. You finding out who are you. If I ask you, who are you? You got to be able to tell me. Like, you, Sade, who are you? My name is Sade Barrera. I'm a mother of two children. Not only my mother, but I'm a CEO of my own company. I have the pleasure of serving students who experience foster care in community colleges, and I'm also developing a variety of programs for community colleges to use and implement inside their colleges to help students who experience foster care. Aside from those titles and roles and all those things, I'm also an evangelist, meaning I participate in my church activities. I love spreading God's word. I truly, truly, truly enjoy being able to help individuals. Like, I know I like that stuff. Things I don't like to talk about. I don't like talking about things that we could have done differently instead of talking about things we could have done differently and things that we will continuously do better, right? I don't like talking about negative. You know what's funny? I used to like talking about sports. I don't like talking about sports anymore. Hate it. But then I realized, I said, why do I not like talking about sports anymore? Because I'd rather be playing it. I would rather be playing it. I've always, you know, I ran track and field in college. And so I'd rather be playing it. So these new basketball players, I don't know. I don't really know them like that. Like, I know LeBron, of course. Like, but like these new age I'm like, I don't know them. Like, for me, but some people, they might enjoy watching it, but that's what they like. So you need to reintroduce yourself to you. You need to take yourself on a few dates. You need to go and you need to find out, okay, these are my likes, these are my dislikes. Even as far as, this is how I like to be communicated to. With. I like for me, I don't like, if you say, hey, Sade, like, I need you to kind of like, you know, hey, like go around that corner and then do this. Like, that don't work for me. I need you to say, hey, get your butt up, go ahead and do that, take care of that. Like, I need it straight, Don't put no chaser in my stuff. Just give it to me straight. No chaser in my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
So really, a lot of these questions, right, that we, and you know, it's great, everyone asks these questions. You need to get to know you. How can you be an asset to yourself if you don't know you? If your question is, well, what skills, you know, well, I don't have no skills. Well, you got some type of skill because you got a job. Take your regular job, right? Let's just take somebody who works in fast food. In your job right now, what are some tasks that you enjoy doing at your job? What are tasks that you don't like doing? Like, for me, I worked at Albertsons. It's a food. Y'all got an Albertsons out there in New York?
We have a grocery store.
Albertsons is a grocery store. Like Vons?
Nah.
Okay. It's a grocery store. So I worked there for 2 weeks, and I knew, like, one thing I did like doing, I liked engaging with people, talking to people. However, some people were just flat out rude and treated you nasty and mean. So I didn't like that. Also, I was in the butcher block. I didn't like being in the butcher block because I don't like being cold. I don't like being around, like, a bunch of meat that ain't being cooked like that. Like, I knew that. But my skills were talking to people. So after 2 weeks, I left and I went and found me a job that allowed me to talk to people. I became I became a coach, and I coached for 3, 4, and 5 year olds, and I worked with their parents and everything. So yeah, I did that for like three, four years. So like, look at what you do like and what you don't like, and then begin what jobs currently are in the market that you like, and begin to use things such as LinkedIn. Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, that's and when you like talking to people, that was your skill set. So when you had that skill set, now that you are motivational speaking, then you went to YouTube. Am I correct?
Yeah. Okay. Now people pay me to do this all day. When I go to work, I'd be like, yo. People pay me to talk to, like, and y'all getting this stuff for free. Like, y'all don't, what I make in 1 month, I make speaking 45 minutes on stage. So, like, y'all are really blessed to be amongst me, and I'm very blessed to be amongst you. So, you know, but it came from me realizing I light up. Like, anyone who's ever seen me on this show know that I got a bad habit of just taking over and talking about what I want to talk about, right? Love talking. They pay me to do it.
Let's go. And And that's good that, you know, this is good. And you said that too. So it's like, I don't want to get too much in your, like, you know, your personal about, like, you know, how much do you make, you know, speaking. Because you said that on last episode, how you make, like, I think 10K, or you said that already. So you don't even got to touch on that. But being you as your personal asset, it shows them that it's possible to make that money. And people, you know, when we work, you know, a 9-to-5, we don't think that's possible. And you know, having, and it's like this podcast, you know, you and dropping so much fire and like speaking to people just by talking, because your gift, just like Eric Thomas said, your gift will make room for you. Your gift.
Yeah, the Bible says that. Yeah.
I'm sorry, the Bible. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. The Bible says that. Eric Thomas says your gift. It was a video. The Bible said that. Excuse me, people.
No, you good. Yeah. So he talks about what the Bible said. Yep.
Yeah. The Bible said that. That Eric Thomas said your gifts, and it was, oh man,
you mean. You know what I just found out too. You know, Jamal King. He said one man's obedience. Well, like, I forgot what it was, but it was in James, in James, I believe, in the chapter James or Romans. It was in probably Romans chapter 5. But like, one man's obedience is another man's, like, something like that. But I forgot what it said exactly, kind of like along what you said. But yeah, I get what you mean. Yep.
Let's go. Yeah. Okay. When we go back to video, right, when we talk about the time management, and this can go to earlier what we were talking about Black History Month. So how is it important for you to not only know yourself, but it's important to spend time with family?
Yeah, so again, that's a balance, right, that I always try to make sure that's why I wake up at 4 a.m. Because from 4:30, 6:30, 30:30, my kids are asleep. Even like today is like Sunday, it's family time. But I knew my kids, they'd be asleep right now, right? They don't like me waking them up past, they preteen, so they sleep all day. But I know Sundays are family day. So on Sundays, I go and play basketball. I study, play basketball. By the time I come home, they're up. And now it's family day, right? And so having that balance between the time. So everything, my whole life is on my calendar. I don't do anything without it being on my calendar. Reason why is because that's how I organize my life. I'm very, very busy. Very busy. But not so busy to where I will put a thing, a person, or anyone ahead of my children. Right. So when you're getting to know who you are, what are your non-negotiables? You mean, what are things that you're not willing to give up for the lifestyle that you want? Things I'm not willing to give up, my children, my family, my spiritual life, right? Those three things, it's no wiggle room. You can say, Sade, we'll give you $50 million if you stop keeping the Sabbath. I said, oh, okay. No, thank you. We give you $50 million if you stop, you know, hanging out with your kids every Sunday. Okay, no. What are your non-negotiables? That there's some things that like that I'm like, well, hold on, $50 million. We might be able to figure this out, right? It's some wiggle room, but not with those things that I mentioned. My kids, right? My family as a general, and my spiritual life. I'm not willing to sacrifice those things. So write down your non-negotiables. That will help you start. Begin to divide your time wisely. So shout out to Jamal King for this. But he has this thing, and I talked about a little bit about it last podcast, the five pillars. And I try to do it every day, fitness. So like right after this, I gotta take my son to get a haircut. So let me start. That's family. So my son, we're going to go to a haircut. We're going to go buy them some clothes and stuff like that. Right. Fitness. I'm going to the YMCA so I can get on that little Peloton bike. That thing is fire. Finances. I already made sure I got to go check. Oh, I got some random check in the mail. I got to go make sure it's real, right? So like that, I don't even know. I was like, whoa, where did this check come from, right? Freedom. What's something that's going to help me live the life that I really, really want, the life that I really, really desire? Okay, cool. What am I doing towards that? I'm going to go move some money around and stuff like that, because when I go to Ghana, I want to be able to spend my money. Like, I love going on vacation and not having to be like, oh, that's not in the budget. No. So, right. So I'm working on the freedom. And so I forgot the last one. Finance, freedom, family. Oh, and faith. Today is Sunday. So I need to make sure I go to church on a Sabbath, which is a Saturday. But today what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some time to go over a sermon that I need to learn so that I can continuously be able to preach the gospel. So those are things that I'm doing to balance out my life. So remember those things: faith, family, freedom, fitness, and finance. And so if you can remember to do those things every day, that alone will help you balance your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's it. How much time we got left?
Oh, hey, well, you let me know how many questions you got. We roll from there.
Yeah. That's cool. Okay. Okay. So when you talk about the balance, right, of your life, and it's very important, but let's say I want to have a productive day, and the day of, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just letting it flow. So how can, when I have that balanced life, or you can say, you know, balance of the week, I'm not even writing it down, I'm just letting that flow. Is that important to, you know what I'm doing, you know, the day before, or I'm just letting it flow to have a productive day?
Yeah, let me ask you this. Do you have like Google Maps on your phone?
I do not. I do. Yeah,
I have navigation system on your phone?
Yeah, I have Waze. Yeah, I have Google Maps. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Waze. Okay, think about Waze. Does Waze work if you don't know where you're going? Or where you want to go? Where you want to go?
No.
The only way that that app works is if you know where you want to go. That's the same thing with life, right? If you don't know where you want to go, then how can you develop tasks for you to get there? So Waze, you put in the destination. So for you as a person, people put in the goal, and then they have steps. Make a left turn here, right turn here, go here, go straight, go. Same thing. So goals and objectives. The objectives are how you're going to get there. That's how people always say, aren't goals and objectives the same thing? No. The goal is the destination. The objectives are the steps on how you get there. Make a left turn here. Write in this journal. Sign up for this personal development thing. You know, so for me, what I always tell people, there are some days I just go with the flow. Very rarely, because I'm very, I'm driven with my goals and my aspirations. However, what I'm learning is I'm learning to be able to just go with the flow. You should have at least like a day or two where you go with the flow during the month. So like for me, do I do that? I don't do it all. I ain't gonna sit up here and lie. I just, for me personally, I just have never seen anyone, my definition of success, become successful by just doing whatever they felt like doing. Because then you have to be careful with that, because your feelings will sometimes steer you in the wrong direction. Sometimes they steer you in the right way. However, I don't feel like going to the gym today. I don't feel like leaving my house today. But I have to, because one, I need to make sure I stay in shape. I'm not trying to get diabetes. I'm not trying to get to, for me personally, a weight where it's going to be hard for me to get it off. I'm not trying to, people die in my family from heart disease all the time. I'm not trying to die of heart disease. My grandmother died at 46 years old. Like, no, like I'm not trying to do that. So if I really feel like eating Chick-fil-A all day. All day I want to eat Chick-fil-A. But I can't do that. So all of that to say that, of course, there are some days where I just go with the flow. I think the other day, I didn't go with the flow, but I went to Chick-fil-A and ate a chicken sandwich, and I felt so bad I couldn't even enjoy it because I knew I was wrong. I knew I had things I needed to do, etc. So yeah, go with the flow. If that's the life you want to live, yeah, go with the flow. However, Oprah and all these other people, like I said, even people who I personally know, they have their lives set up a certain way, and success is modeled. You know, it's modeled. I think the only time I ever seen people go with the flow and like they become like super, like financially rich, is this new generation on TikTok. Like that's it. They do a random dance and now they blew up. You know what? So yeah.
The one that's watching this, share this, like I said, share this with three or four people. And also, if I don't want to be the only one just dropping the question, you know, just asking questions. If this podcast is for the audience, if you have any questions, just drop it in the comments. Drop it in the comments. So Chick-fil-A, right? when you get that time where you eat it, it's so good, and then in the aftermath is like, all right, I gotta work out tomorrow.
You gotta work out like 3 days to get them 12 chicken nuggets off you. 3 days.
That's
3 days. 3 days. Hey, you know, DC, you know what I realized? It's funny. I was eating at Chick-fil-A the other day. I had this embarrassing. I'll share the story with you real quick. So I be sneaking and eating food when my kid's not around. So I went to Chick-fil-A, got my order and stuff like that. They like, what's your name? I was like, Sade. And I said, hey, how'd they spell it? They said, oh, they had an H. And I said, oh, they were close, whatever. So I drive off. Then I had to give my kids something quick to eat. So we went to Chick-fil-A. Lady walks up to my car and said, weren't you here earlier today? I said, I hurried up and scurried off. My kids like, you were here earlier today? What? You were eating without us? And so I was like, man, that's God's way of exposing me. I had no business being at Chick-fil-A. I had no business being at Chick-fil-A. Ooh. There we go. Sorry about that. But that was God's way of exposing me. You had no business being at Chick-fil-A. So I need for you to go ahead and get exposed and don't take your butt back there. Mind you, I just got off a call, but with one of my friends, we were inspiring each other. And I was like, yeah, we got to go hard. Stay focused on our goals. One of my goals is, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get back in shape the way I was. Chick-fil-A ain't helping. And the only reason I ain't going to eat Chick-fil-A today is because they close. That's it. I ain't going to sit up here and lie. So I'm not going to make it seem like I'm like this superhuman person who don't have flaws or areas I need to work in. Absolutely. But I try hard. So I'm like, okay, Chick-fil-A is on the east side. Maybe I shouldn't go to the east side. I should go all the way around to stay away from there. I know where all the Chick-fil-A. And then Chick-fil-A trying to be sneaky. They didn't gave me a coupon for a free sandwich. I'm like, a free sandwich. Like, come on. Like, I'm being set up for failure. But that's because only if I accept it. So I don't want people to think like I'm just this hardcore person who I'm only focused on my goals. I have flaws too, the areas I have to work on. I just make sure that I work on them. Yeah.
And it's important what you just said. You said you have flaws too. And someone that, you know, and a lot of people look up to you as inspiration and motivational. And you say, hey, I got flaws too. Because we're all human at the end of the day. Yep. Yeah, that was a big bar. What you just said. Yeah.
You know, it's humanizing the process. I have to put on clothes the same way other people put on clothes. Think about your favorite like influencer or celebrity or something like that. They have to put on clothes the same way you do. They don't put on pants in a different way. Now their pants might be more expensive, but they got to put on clothes and pants and shirts and stuff like this the same way, dresses and shorts. They got to put it all on the same way you do. And so I kind of want to wrap it up by actually saying this here, leaving right that song I mentioned by 50 Cent, If I Can't Do It, right? If it's called I Can't, right? But, you know, you talk, if I can't do it, homie, it can't be done.
Let's go.
I want y'all to, like, have that mindset. I don't care, like, well, I can't, you know, they did it because they had this. They had resources. They had money. They had this. They had that. Don't get caught up in that. Right? Let's say you extremely like poor. You know, and it's my opinion. When you poor is actually when you have more of a chance. It's the middle class people I'm concerned about. That's the worst class to be in, is middle class, because you're not poor enough to get any type of assistance, and you don't make enough money to be spending whatever you want, right? And so I want you to start developing a mindset that says, you know what? Why can I not do it? They did it too. What's the difference between them and me? Nothing. Oh, well, they got more resources. You think they started off like that? Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. But most people, they started at the bottom. And shout out to my friend Kevin E. Gilmore. She always says, you know, she got this from someone else too, but see you at the top.
Let's go.
I'll see you at the top. And I was listening to Drake's song, Fair Trade. And he says, the dirt that they threw on my name, I grew about it. People are going to throw dirt on your name, and you got to grow out of it. But then what he said was, he talked about, like, hey, you can't be turning up with everybody and anybody, right? And what that means is that you can't be hanging around anybody, everybody. You can't do those particular things. However, there's nothing that someone has accomplished that you can't accomplish. No problem that you have that no one else in this world has ever had. That alone should make you want to get up and do it regardless of whatever is going on in your life. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard. But literally, I'll never forget when my academic counselor said to me when I was in college and I was going to drop out. She said, oh, yeah, we can disenroll you right now. That's no problem. We can do that. She said, you're just going to be older when you come back. I was like, dang. Then that was a wake-up call for me. Like, yeah, you don't have to accomplish your goals right now. You're just going to be older when you're trying to accomplish them. There's nothing wrong with that. However, why not do it right now? People are like, oh, you got so much energy. I'm taking advantage of every little ounce of this little bit of youth I have left in me. I'm squeezing every lemon out of this thing. I just see too many people doing it big, right? I see Toby Wigway. I see him doing things, you know, with his music. I see CJ and all of them doing things. My friend, shout out to my friend, Ryan. I see him doing things. He just got hit $12 million with his company. Like, and we literally, he was like first person that booked me at SDSU, which is a school that I went to. Like, that's how I met Eric Thomas for the first time in person. It was through Ryan. Now Ryan has a $12 million company.
Wow.
So Ryan had cancer. Brent, like, he was dying and still found a way, overcame cancer and still found a way. So my closing message is that go listen to that song. If I can't, I want you to, like, put that on repeat. Like, it can't get done if you can't do it. That's all.
Let's
I got.
Let's go. And all right, so as we close it out, social media, website, how can they follow you, everything?
Yeah. So the best way to follow me is on Instagram. It's Sade Burrell. So you can see my name, Sade Burrell, at Sade Burrell. Twitter, it's the same thing, at Sade Burrell. Facebook is Stand For Something X. Stand For Something X. You can find me on Facebook, but I'm not really on there. Best place to follow me is really on Instagram. You can get in contact. You can go on my website, SadeBurrell.com. That's, again, Sade Burrell, SadeBurrell.com. And you get a chance to see some things. YouTube, I'm dropping this new series. It's called Dialectical Behavior Therapy. And I'm talking about the impact. And oh, by the way, if people are really struggling, like, you might want to get on this series. I just uploaded a video this morning. And I'm talking about dialectical behavior, like, really how to get yourself, like, mentally prepared to you know, live life, pretty much. So I'm doing that series for the month of February. So yeah, I got a new video uploaded next week. But last week video uploaded. So YouTube, Sade Burrell.
Let's go. All right. So that's the ending. Sorry, before you get off, Sade, I want to ask you a question before we get off. That's offline though. But that's the end of DC Incentives. Once again, the favorite podcast guest is Shadi Burrell, hands down.
Thank you.
Hands down. I get a lot of comments. Yo, we need Shadi Burrell back. We need Shadi Burrell back. I get that a lot. Yeah, you are the most favorite on this.
I appreciate
podcast.
You.
Hands down,
appreciate
you're number one.
Thank you, boss. I appreciate you.
Oh, but yeah, we about to get off, y'all. Peace out.